I know I should not be surprised that my beginning was his end. After all, we were just friends. Although in my world, I was his girl, so in my mind I pretended to be his wife, saying shit like, there's only so many years in a woman's life. Right, so I gave him 3. Yet he had the audacity to step to me on this Donnell Jones, I don't know where I want to be type shit. It wasn't supposed to be like this. He hit me with a forehead kiss. He told me life was a journey and he was ready to explore this shit. And I was pissed. I start pulling out Tupac hits, telling him to keep my head up, and R. Kelly picks about when a woman's fed up, because I was down with him for so long that I didn't think I could get up. Till one day I got tired of sleeping on pillows, my tears had wet up, and realized that life goes on. And no, he didn't choose me, and that doesn't make him right or nor wrong. And just because he was the epitome of my life, that doesn't make me wrong nor right. Like I said, I was his friend and not his wife. I should have acted within that capacity, and then this breakup would have just been one of those things, and not a fucking tragedy. And all the time I spent mad at him, I should have been mad at me. After all, I was the one that gave him the key to my house. Let him hang his clothes in my closet just in case we go out, washing all his dirty clothes to make a full load, and let him finish all the leftovers just so the food don't get old. For the times that we raw dog just because he had lost all the rubbers. And though I showed him more support than his father, brother, sister, and mother, and just because those same people dial my number when they're trying to stay in touch, and he received mail at my address because he sleeps here so much. Got total control of the remote control, TV, DVD, and radio. And even though his name is not on my lease, got shit in my house that is off limits to me. Like his side of the bed, his stash of weed, and I better not touch his shoebox, Fruit Loops, mouthwash, or toothbrush. He even has his own set of towels. But none of this obligates him to me, because not once did we exchange vows. And if I knew then what I know now, I probably would have listened when he said to me some shit that he needed to get out of his system. But I was way too busy bitching, jumping bad like I was gonna hit him, and in the back of my mind, all I could fathom was how much I was gonna miss him. And just because I'm crying don't mean I'm the victim. It's just that I was too scared to let him go, because some other chick might get him. And that was my fault, my delusion. I should have never put my heart in my mind's position, but I couldn't shake him. He was like a bad habit. And all this for a nigga that was just average, doing average nigga shit, like talking off the side of his neck and thinking with his dick. But I must admit, he's the one I wanted to commit to. Either I wasn't living up to my potential, or I was just the average chick. But I chose to believe that I was a woman caught up in a feeling, both physical and emotional, who was way too willing to give her all to a man. And though it may sound stupid, I would do it all again. This next time for my husband, and not a nigga I call my friend.